Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Pop, like dad or a balloon. Pop, P-O-P. P like Paul, P-O-P, pop. Is this hour's code word? Text it to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. Please win $1,000. It takes 2 seconds. Text POP to 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. We want that money to come home to the Bay Area. Message and data rates apply. POP! Oh, nice. Oh, don't worry, drinks. I'm coming. I'm going to rock out tonight. Yep, there's a good time looking for me. Don't worry, drinks. I miss you too.
You know, I've as a guy who's had some drinks in his day. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
You guys always say that. Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming. I don't think the drinks are worried about you two. You know, it's Hooman where they're like, "Would you get over here and have us already?
Yeah. Have us."
No, I don't trust these people I'm with.
No, the drinks get lonely though. Like, you take a couple days off, and then they're like, "Hey, you. Don't worry, drinks.
You don't look like a mojito."
Feel like a mojito.
Hooman cares for his drinks, though.
Yeah,
he does. He nurses them all night.
Awful.
Takes care of them.
Awful.
I don't know, man. He lets the ice melt in them. And
then what?
And then the mint starts to go bad.
Then what does he do?
Then he sets it by the sink and leaves.
Exactly.
I'm not drinking this. Meanwhile, you've gone and got mint for him and like all the special things that you need for his drink.
Good for him.
Yep. It's great.
Self-control.
Oh, you people with self-control. F all of you.
Hey.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, you know what I wanted to do? Let me mention a couple things first.
Please.
Fairmont Sonoma is doing a back-to-school supply drive. They're collecting basic school supplies.
Is this at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa?
Yeah.
It looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to...
I saw that post on Instagram, Vinny, for Fairmont Sonoma.
The collections are accepted at Valet Pavilion through Tuesday, August 14th.
That must be that front drive area where the valet station
Correct.
Is.
Okay.
Right where we do the shows, mm-hmm. right in the front there.
So in the front of the Fairmont Sonoma.
Right.
So if you can, you know, I know you're going to be buying stuff for your kids.
Buy
Maybe
some
you
extra.
Can get some extra and drop it off at the Fairmont Sonoma. They're going to make sure that kids that need it will get it.
It's great.
And I imagine a lot of people in that area are stressed financially right now due to last year's firestorms. So if you can help, do. And I'll mention that again next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget, Rudy's at Tommy T's tonight. Our friend Rudy should be a great show, and it's nice to see him doing well.
Definitely.
I'd like to give a few quick shout-outs to people who just donated a ton of money.
Oh.
Because
More? Yeah. Over 3,000 now?
Yeah, we're now at 3,161. At this point, it's basically a runaway against everyone
fantastic.
Else. But
Keep running. Keep on running, Alice listeners.
I want to thank a woman named Rachel. Not
Rachel.
The Rachel, but a different Rachel.
Rachel.
Hillary.
Hey, wait. Before you go, move on, what is Rachel doing this weekend? You know, you're Rachel.
Oh, I don't know. She hangs out with her friends. She lives, you know, she lives like in the town of Rohnert Park. It's very far. Hillary, I want to thank Samantha and Summer.
Oh, Summer.
They all just donated. I don't know if I mentioned Maureen, but I'll give her another shout out.
Maureen?
And I also want to thank Vinny Hassan for the $100.
Vinny! Oh, Vinny.
You're welcome.
God.
Donated.
Giver.
I don't
Happy
know if I've help. Mentioned that before, but Vinny donated $100.
Yeah.
Don't do it. That's Lexi's song. Would you leave it for Lexi, please? Our text number is 800-400. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Sarah.
Yeah.
Where do you buy your vests? Wait, I should clarify. The puffy jackets and vests.
North Face.
Or... It's a good question. Now, Sarah, you have had multiple versions of the black puffy jacket. Which one? There's the one I got you, which was the North Face, and then...
There was the Forche one.
The Forche, which was actually a Uniqlo.
Yeah.
Glow? Clo?
Yeah, Uniqlo.
Clo.
Mm-hmm.
Clo.
And then I sewed the Klingon Empire logo over Forche, because I was like, why am I... I don't even know what they are.
Right.
Oh, snap.
And then I think I've had two since then.
Ding dong.
Where's the last place we bought? Oh, Dick's.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you
I
wear
got this
Dick's
one at
jackets?
Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah. I cannot remember why we were so into them.
Because they stopped selling guns or something like that.
Ammunition, something.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods.
You got something
for
everyone except me.
I did get you something. I don't think you were here that day, and someone else might have taken it.
Yeah. Oh, I know what happened.
What happened?
I wanted a puffy.
We forgot to put Vaughn on the list. And Hooman was on vacation.
That's right. And so we gave your thing to Vaughn.
You're going to just talk with straight faces through the...
What, Dick? Yeah.
Yeah, Dick Sporting Goods.
Dick Sporting Goods, Vinny.
Dick, I-C-K. Dick Sporting Goods, they're the best. It's
G-I-C-K. What is wrong with you people?
I-C-K. Dick Sporting Goods, hooray.
I'd love to get a puffy suit.
D-I-C-K, Dick.
Give me my puffy suit.
D-I-C-K, Dick. Dick and Dick and Dick.
Give me a puffy, puff, 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 puffy.
Puff, 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 puffy. From Dick, 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 Dick.
Give me my puffy. Terrify me something.
All right, my God.
D-I-C-K, Dick. Dick, 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 Dick.
Puff, 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 puffy.
Dick, 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 Dick.
You didn't even answer the... So what?
North Face. Go the North Face.
Which is the best puffy jacket? Which one?
I don't
one?
Know. They're all good.
Which one do you have now? Jesus.
It doesn't seem to have a tag.
What?
What?
Does it have a...
There's no Where's brand?
Where's my puffy?
Puff, puff, puffity, puff, puff. This is an REI jacket.
Okay, she's currently sporting the REI version of the puffy jacket.
They're about... $70 to $100 you can find them. They're worth it because, man, they're light, they're heavy, they're everything. Yep. They roll up into nothing. Roll them right into a pocket. Love my puffy
650
jacket.
Says, my husband and I sing the free song every time my bra comes off at the end of the day.
Free, free, set them free. Set those boobies free, free, free. Set them free. Oh, whoa, whoa.
I like this song more now.
Set the puppies free. The girls are free.
I'd like a puffy too.
Yuzi, set them free. It's Friday. It's Friday. Free Friday.
408 says, why not move on?
What?
To what?
Because we've been together for 25 years and he has health issues, circumstances. There are sometimes or unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. That's someone who's stuck. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Like they want to get laid, but the person
is sick.
Right. Oh.
Well, you know, better or for worse.
What?
Sickness.
Oh, yeah, that's one of those deals, right?
Yeah. Mm.
That's too bad.
It's meaningful, you know? That's why, I think that's why I think marriage is so great, you know?
Well, marriage is great, but I mean, money's great too. Like, if you could hire Mr. Belvedere to take care of the person that needs the help, and then you could go, look, this guy's going to do all the stuff you need, and then I'm going to go get some Nook.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back, and we'll hang out some more. But
we'll
in the meantime...
But because we paid Mr. Belvedere.
Well, but, you know, I mean, somebody...
But we made those vows. You have to stay with me.
Somebody's got to do some stuff to my man area, though, so we got to get... I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That wasn't a lady?
Yeah, I think it is a lady, but so, okay, her woman area, whatever.
Whatever.
Her woman zone.
She's married. She's doing what she's got to do.
Good for her. Way to go, 408.
Good for you. I wish you love and happiness.
Yeah. My sister left the Bay Area and moved to Austin. I've been surprised how unappealing it's been during my visits. Spoiled by the Bay Area, I guess.
Yeah, Texas sucks. I've been there a few times. Black. Even the places they say are great. Although, I got to say, Chip and Joanna seem to have a nice slice of it down there in Waco. I would have thought Waco was just a vast wasteland with the, you know, the Koresh compound. That's all I knew of Waco, Texas. They're really giving Waco a good name.
They've changed everything.
They really have.
Good for them.
I was like, Waco. Ugh. And I looked. I'm like, oh, look at that. Pretty nice. Man, Dallas-Fort Worth. F off. Oh, place is whole.
I envision myself putting an axe through the TV every time they're on.
Will you
like,
stop
I just
it?
Can't get that off
just
my
stop.
Television fast enough.
Oh, he's so funny and charming.
Oh, he's such a cute doof.
He loves Demolition Day.
And her style.
Oh, she's great.
My God.
She really is great. She's always looking for antiques and stuff. That little character.
That
great.
Farmhouse.
Let's do some shiplap in here.
Antique-y thing.
That's great.
That she does to stuff.
She's amazing. Oh. Little knick-knack she puts all around the house.
God. Oh, God.
It's amazing.
That's how you finish a house, Joanna.
Jojo.
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 Right.
An axe through the TV. Oh, man.
Sarah, Yara. This is 408. Advice needed.
Uh-oh.
My teen is always home when my husband and I are, so we don't have any alone time. Afraid he will hear us if we try to get busy while he is home. How do you find that time together, Sarah?
It's pretty, you know, close the door. I don't know. My kid always has headphones on, so I don't have to worry about that. Believe me, they don't want it. Your teenager doesn't want to know anything about it. If they even have an inkling that you're doing something, they'll run in their room and crank whatever it is kids listen to. Drake, I'm sure.
Hey.
Listening live from Oakland, home for the weekend. Love, love, love you all. OFOC and HYGL.
Oh, yeah. Earlier today when we were doing the montage, I was reminded last Friday when I showed up in St. Louis, we all my relatives, like it was a huge family reunion, all my aunts and uncles, all my cousins. We show up at the hotel, and the hotel was great. They had a happy hour. You got 3 free drinks and dinner.
What?
Yeah, every night.
Real? Real drinks?
Yeah.
Or like these watered-down Dixie cup things?
Mixed drinks in a glass. You could have 3 of them, and they would check you off. You know, you get your 3, and then they had, like, you know, some buffet.
Legit free drinks?
Legit free drinks. You just, yeah.
Not the kind where you're like, I can't even walk away from the bar with this drink. I'm done. Look, I just done.
Oh, they weren't humongous, but they were. So you get these drinks. So they're all in there at around a few tables. So I walk in, and I haven't seen any of them in 2 years, or most of them, since our last family reunion. I walk in, I go, when Jesus say yes.
Nobody.
And then
can
I fully expected everyone to say nobody can say no.
And they're all
looking at me like, oh, Sarah's here.
Do they go, what happened to you?
Nobody
can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
It was just such an awkward, funny one. I was like, oh.
See, is that what you're like? So on the show, we
right.
This
as
thing.
I was explaining about the Friday montage, and everyone's like, "Sounds great."
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Boy. So anyway,
and they all know I'm an atheist too. Although I have a couple real God people in my
Amen.
Family, so
praise the Lord.
They like
for them.
That, you know.
408 says,
"Oh, back to you." Thanks.
Christy is so sweet and genuine. She has written a children's book and supports literacy. Make sure you mention and help her cause.
Will do.
Oh.
Can't wait to. I don't think I've ever met Christy Yamaguchi.
She's super kind.
You have spoken very highly of her over the years.
Yeah, she's in the top.
Homan, are you packing your things?
No.
Sarah, you know how we play a game every now and then?
Yes. It's time to play a game.
Time to play a game.
Oh, I get to play?
Yes.
Oh, am I going to owe you $5?
No.
You're going to owe me 5 more bucks if I win.
Wait, I owe you $5.
If I win the game, you owe me $5, and I'll just, it's okay, I'll take it off our tally.
Okay.
All right.
For many years, I have told you a certain group of people are the best people. They're my favorite people.
Oh, I know.
Can
I know.
You tell
I know
me?
I know the answer.
I know.
I'm going to guess.
Which group of women?
Can I guess?
I didn't say who are the best people? I've said a certain group of people are the best people.
I'm going to say MILF.
No.
Nope. I know.
Oh, you say MILFs?
Yeah. I've met
the best people.
Do you know the answer?
Well,
because when I say it, you're going to go.
Head is Brazilians.
Oh, Brazilians are great, but they're not
Indians.
It's not the Indians either. They are great.
It
people
can't
from
be Canadians.
Dubai.
No, it's not Dubai.
Is it redheads?
Indians.
I know it.
I'm a big redhead fan, but that's not it.
Brynn,
do you know the answer?
I do. I'm looking up her picture right now.
Oh, it's not one person.
Well, I know because I met her though. The person who texted in. Is it cheerleaders?
It is cheerleaders. Oh, are yeah. The best
I
people.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
Give
they love
me
to
$5.
They party so hard. Yeah.
So I lost the game.
You lost the game. I owe you less money.
No, you don't owe me any less money.
That's her?
Yeah, this is her.
Because, like you said, when you lose the game, you don't have to give the other person
$5.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Really? Because that seemed to be the rules when I was
when you're
doing
in a hole like I am, though.
$90 hole. I like it. Let me see the
209 girl. Is texted in.
Cheerleader?
Yes. 209.
Oh, she's foxy.
Go Niners! From Cassie, 49er cheerleader and longtime listener.
Cassie, that sounds like a cheerleader. Hey, I'm Cassie.
I have her right here. Among the bad.
So, Bob.
I was at an event.
I'm not. I'm
with
right. doing a.
And she approached me. She was like,
R-O-W-D-I-E, that's the way we spell rowdy, rowdy.
Damn.
Let's get rowdy.
Cassie saw. So there was a bunch of cheerleaders right there. And I'm like, oh, wow, cheerleaders are awesome. And then she goes, oh, my God, Brent, I listen to your show every day. You're Sarah and Vinny, but I love you guys so much. And I'm like, what?
I got
Which
myself
was awesome
a cheerleader.
Because, you know, yeah, so
Damn,
that's
I'm
how
married.
We met.
You know, I wasn't going to say that, but I'm sure somewhere in the back of his mind he went, wow, I'm so married
so
with children.
I am so hooked up. That sucks.
Love.
Hello, friend man.
And you just went
right there.
Go together like a horse and carriage.
Oh, yeah, she's super cute.
She is. Hey, Hooman, you're the single guy on the show.
Yeah,
you know the guys want to live
Would
vicariously
you do
through you.
For once in your life.
Besides packing up your stuff 10 minutes early
and massaging married women
and married men.
My neck.
My back.
Would you hit that, Hooman?
Yeah, of course.
No, you wouldn't.
She has a boyfriend,
He's
too.
A liar.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course I would. Just like I hit all the other women.
Not.
By hit them, we don't mean hit them. In case you're just joining us.
Right.
He doesn't hit women.
Maybe with a Jesus wafer.
I'm going to bounce this off your ass. Like
Body of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
On Cassie's little bio page, she goes... I was at the bank recently and fumbled on my words. Instead of saying lovely to the teller, I said, love you. He quickly said, thank you, before I could explain, but it was still quite embarrassing. Yeah. We both had a good laugh.
Whenever I say I love you by accident to someone, they usually say I love you back, and then we giggle. And I like that. I tell everyone I love them. I'm a very loving person.
You know, I used to like the Friday montage when it was one song per person, but now it's just too long
and
ridiculous.
Oh, give up, Anna. Give over to it.
Get out of here.
Just try to have a good time, you sourpuss.
God, it's Friday.
415 says, you guys, the Friday montage was epic.
It was a good one today.
It made the entire start of my day. I love everything about it. Bryn, you are a star. Love all you guys. Happy Friday.
Star.
Thank you.
Oh. Yes, they hit a sound effect even when he's. That's fun. That's how he communicates.
All right. Well, I guess if you listen closely, you can hear Hooman running for it.
Yeah, you can hear Hooman's footsteps recede. Oh, I just heard the elevator.
Bye,
Hooman!
I'm already gone!
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know what? Thank you. Thank you for a fun
You're
Friday.
Welcome.
What a fun day. I'm already, it's only, what is it, 10 minutes to 10 in the morning? I'm already so happy and ready for my weekend. You guys are just amazing.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Twinks. I'm coming.
God,
Upside Lance, I'll be there.
Oh, my that's God. Hysterical. Oh, that's right. You and
we're going to hang out, me, Bryn, and Hooman.
Our date
Michelle.
Is tomorrow. We have a specific time and date we're going to hook up, which is Saturday.
Oh. Yeah.
To party.
Party. I just follow these guys around. I go wherever they tell me to go.
Yeah.
It's so fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice day out. Everybody who's going have so much fun. It's really
Young
cool.
Be careful. Wear your walking shoes.
Right.
You're going to be walking. It's pretty much the whole park, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can walk 1,000 miles this week.
Yes.
The thing that you need to remember is you can't bring all your stuff this time.
Right.
So, and it's not that big a deal. It's a day in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your deodorant. Bring whatever.
Please, would you please?
Bring a few bucks with you. You're going to want to get some waters or whatever or some or
Probably
more.
Cash is best,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Although a lot of the places are taking the Apple.
Yeah. They make it easy now.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, okay, so yes, you're going to look filthy by the end of the night. So what? Everyone will be dirty and filthy.
Right.
Dusty.
Musty.
Dirty, dusty, filthy.
Old.
Whatever, it's still so fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
The All food right. is great there too, though. So you,
oh,
know,
what,
you
like
enjoy
what?
Some
Tell
food.
Me.
Well, the first year I was there with Hooman, they had outside lambs. That was just phenomenal. Oh. But I don't know if they're going to be back this year.
Wow,
it was really fun and
lambs
cute.
Lambs are so
you know?
Cute. Don't eat lambs.
Actually, Bryn, I was thinking about maybe we could do a couple of stories on Instagram
yeah,
or Facebook.
Yeah, let's do a bunch, especially with Hooman. You know,
yeah, but I wanted to specifically like try different food stuff.
Okay.
So maybe I could
great.
Just buy stuff and we could all take bites.
We'll have some live Yeezy reviews.
I was
going
to say, yeah. you should go Instagram Live. I'll keep my Instagram so live. I can see you guys mm-hmm. this weekend. That'll
maybe you
fun.
Can join our live and like double up. You know how we do the double story?
I don't know about that.
You can figure it out. I'll show you how to do
that'll
it.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah. We'll get you one too. Oh,
here's
you
can do me it. Sitting on a couch while these guys are out having fun. All right. Have a great time. Be safe, everybody. Enjoy the weekend and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.